Hello guys, hi. It's Saturday where I am at right now and I'm trying to record. My name is Chinasa Kasme. I am your host on Describe and welcome to Describe. Describe is the show where I talk on different things, culture, lifestyle, people, random opinions, my personal life, and also I bring in guests on Describe to speak. Today's episode is going called I Want to Enjoy Life Also. Are you enjoying life? However, how are you? If you're a regular listener, how are you? Are you on my subscription list? If you are, how are you really? Like, I really ask this question. I don't know if whenever you receive these subscription messages, if you really, really see my how are you. Like, when I say how are you, I really mean how are you? Tell me, how are you? Are you okay? Personally, I think I'm fine. Yeah, I'm okay generally. I'm trying to create a routine for my life that would begin from next week. I'm going to create a routine. I heard that if you have a routine, life seems more organized and stuff like that. However, guess what? So I am at this park called Brook Street or Greenfield Park. It is located in Uyo towards Barracks Road. And I still fancy coming to this place like some days back or so. And I just thought about it. Imagine coming here to record a podcast. I normally come in the evening. So I was like, if I come in the morning, it will be more quiet and stuff. And I told myself that I'm going to do this. I'm going to come here one morning and record. This is not the morning I wanted to come and record. I mean, it's 11:40 right now. I wanted to come as early as, let's say, 9, 8. But fortunately for me, I had work to do at home. I had to clean up my space and everything. However, I'm here and it's still quiet and the morning breeze is still here. I've never seen birds whenever I come to this place, but today as I sat and I looked up, I could see birds like flying, hovering around, and I'm like, wow. So the birds are actually enjoying this place just the same way I am. It's a park that's filled up with green scenery all over and it's really, really, really beautiful to see and stuff. I wish I could record myself while speaking. I tried that with my other phone. Yeah, so this place is like really, really great. If you live in Uyo, you know what I'm talking about now. You know where Green Park is. A whole lot of us love coming here. Not a whole lot, but like people like to come here. And yeah, this is me in the park recording for the podcast, and it's really, really great. It's so beautiful. I was scared about the noise, whether like the noise would stop me from having like a clear audio, but I believe we'll have something good. And yeah, so moving on to the topic, I want to enjoy life also. Have you guys like been familiar with this stuff whereby people are like, I'm doing everything I can for my kids. I want my kids to have the best life. Blah, 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 blah. Whatnot. I don't want them to suffer. And everything of that sort. So, I mean, I want my kids to enjoy life. I mean, these people are going to come up from my belly and my loins and from love and all of those things. But like, there's just this narrative that goes around whereby it's like everybody just wants their kids to enjoy life and they forget themselves. Like, you hear people say, like, if people are just talking about this stuff, yeah, I mean, I want my kids to enjoy life, no doubt. But how about you? I feel like at a young age, I think it's Nigeria though, at a young age, we are so vested in only thinking about the future that we forget that we should also enjoy our own lives. Like, we should also work for money, work for a better life for ourselves. And it's a narrative that people pass around every time. I mean, nobody wants, if for instance your family, you guys strived, like things were not so smooth and everything, and let's say it affected you. Now, once you now grow up and you can also strive for yourself, instead of saying that, oh, I want to strive for myself and have a better life for myself, you're thinking about unborn children. I love kids, you guys. Now, let this not be that I don't love kids. I actually love kids. But do you get what I'm saying? It's like you're thinking about unborn children. You're not even thinking about how you also want to enjoy your future, or maybe how you want to get all those things. It's just about, oh, my kids, I want my kids to do this, I want my kids to do that, I want my kids to do that. And I'm like, what about you? What about yourself? Like, I think last month or maybe 2 months ago, I spoke to a friend of mine and I was telling her that, because she was just talking about giving up. You know how life is, adult life is. And I told her that, oh, how about, like, I now started with the regular cliche stuff, don't give up, oh, because of your children. And I told myself, I now said it even to her. I was like, oh no, let's scrap these kids out first. Like, for yourself, do this thing because you know that, oh, you want to be able to enjoy yourself, you want to be able to enjoy your life and have fun, not just because of your kids. I know, like, if you don't, let's say I want to do good now to someone, I want to do good to my mother or my father and stuff, do you think that if you don't experience that good for yourself, like personally, do you think you'll totally be able to do it onto another person? Think about it. I don't believe so. I believe that if you are going to do good to another person 100%, you should be able to do good to yourself 100%. Yes, we bring in the element of sacrifice. Oh, you're sacrificing, whatnot. But think about it. I mean, my parents did the best they can. They are still doing the best they can do. But imagine if my mom did all those, like, enjoyed her life even while doing everything. You know how parents, when they do stuff for you, of course that's their duty and everything, but they keep, like, there's this constant reminder that, oh, this thing I'm doing for you is like my blood, my sweat. And yes, that's not it, I'm not discrediting the facts, but imagine if they also enjoyed that good they were giving to you. Imagine what it would be like. Imagine how it would be, the pleasure, the joy they'll derive from it. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, do good to yourself. As you are working now, that you are saying you want to work for your children, work for yourself. There's this principle, I think, about money or so, that says that when you earn, give yourself 10% of whatever you earn. That should be the same thing with when you are trying to survive for your future. I know. Okay, fine, you're trying to make your children have a good life, whatnot. Think about yourself. If, for instance, you can decide that, oh, let's say you have 100% of good to give, and you want to give 100% to your children, you sap yourself out. I'm not saying you should give 100% to them, but I believe that if you listen to this, you get what I'm saying. If, let's say, you have to, like, categorize it, okay, let's say you want to give them, out of 100%, you can give yourself, because you're a mother or a father or a parent, or because you care and you're trying to bring in that sacrificial stuff, you can still give yourself 20%, 30% of that good. That's if you're even going to classify it that way. And then give them like the 70%. But I mean, if we're even going to follow this principle or this rule I'm giving, that means you're not even giving yourself 100%. Bros, let's do it this way. It's 200%. Give your children 100%, give yourself 100%. That 100% you want to give them, enjoy it. Live your life to it. Put it in a way that you can enjoy it. I know that things get hard, and that's why people always say, oh, don't bring kids into this world when you are not ready. So even the way I'm talking is more like, because I'm not married or I don't have kids, that's why I'm talking like this. Yes, that's possibly true, but still, like, just find a way around it, because we have too many people in this world who are only working for their future, and it's good, but they don't even take care of themselves, they don't even take care of their present. They're just thinking about future kids. And you know how that thing that they say, oh, time will take care of itself. I don't know if that's a thing, but let's say something like that. time should take care of itself. Like, plan it in a way that you would enjoy. Okay, let's say this way. Plan it in a way that you would enjoy your life. Your children would enjoy their life. You'd be able to give them things that will make them enjoy their own life. Don't put yourself in a, I can't enjoy my life because I have kids. I mean, if my mother and my father had a way they could enjoy their lives and also make me enjoy my own life, I would have been happy. But it felt like I was just the one enjoying my life and they were not enjoying, and they just keep striving and striving. And I know that's serious parenting and everything, and however. So I would say, before you bring kids into this world, try to take care of them yourself. Try to take care of them also. Just know how to do it. Plan it the way that you won't suffer. From now, it's not then. Not that you're listening to this thing now. Start to plan it in a way that, okay, you want them to enjoy, but you too, you also want to enjoy. Do you understand? I might be talking as just a child. Guys, I'm not a child. I'm not even a child. But I might just be talking as a child. But it's important you put all of these things into consideration. Because daily, people are being sapped out of their energy, their positivity, because they are just trying to give and give and give, and they are not receiving. Sis, bros, show yourself some love. Yes, you need it, you deserve it. I think I don't even fault when I see couples say something like, no kids today, because they're trying to enjoy their own life. So I don't know where you are listening to this thing, but if you had the narrative that, oh, it's just your kids, or you're just working for your kids, perfect. But how about you? If you don't take care of your own human body, you depreciate. And these people will even grow up and live their lives and still be happy. And maybe even just get better. You see, sometimes, have you guys heard of this narrative where they say something like, some people say that they don't owe their parents anything. Have you heard that one? Where they say they don't owe their parents anything. Why? Because they just feel like their parents had to do what they did, so they should not come and put them under a liability. I don't know if you guys have heard this thing, but I have heard it. I've heard it in different forms, and I can't quote exactly, but I know that I have heard it. So to avoid, I really pray that nobody's child or son or daughter will say that, but just avoid chalaye. Have future enjoyment plans. Have retirement enjoyment plans. Have present day enjoyment plans. And do I have all these plans set up? No. Do I want to have them? Yes. Will I have them? Yes. How do I have them? I start to work now for it. I swear to it, to you, I'm going to do everything humanly possible and use the grace of God to cover it up. Like, for every move and everything I take, just because I know, it's like, yes, I know what I want. Do you get? So, yeah. So, yeah. I think I want to enjoy life. I want my kids to enjoy life. Why I actually made this a topic, I was talking to someone and I told her that, this is how I want it to be. I want to have a soft life and let my kids have soft pro life. You know how they say iPhone X, then iPhone X Pro Max? What the hell did they say? Whatever it is, guys. Whatever it is. I swear, that's what. Am I just yarning? Like, you guys just think it's yarn because I'm not a mother yet, or I don't have kids yet. I would. I don't have to wait till I have kids before I make this happen. Do you understand? I go to enjoy my life. I go make sure they go enjoy their lives. Let my husband enjoy his life. I will get married. I want to say, as if I get married, let everybody around me enjoy their lives. But there's one thing I will not know to do, not to enjoy my life. Do you understand? I will enjoy my life so that the way I'm enjoying my life, you also enjoy life. Think about it when, like, my mom, I can call her a fashionista. Like, she likes to look good and everything of that sort. I mean, she'll look good for herself. If you like, be her child and be doing anyhow. She don't send you. Me, I don't even think I dress as much as my mother. But my mother dresses so well. She's enjoying her life. Do I want to enjoy my life? Yes. Has she given me the way to enjoy my life? Yes. Has she shown me? Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Because my mother has enjoyed her life and she has shown me, oh, this is a way, let's say, in the dressing aspect. And yeah. Like, oh, I know my mother dresses well. And, Do I make sense? I hope I do. Yeah. So, tell me, do you think I'm just yelling dust? Tweet at me at Describe Podcast. Send me a message on WhatsApp. If you want to be on my WhatsApp subscription list. Please let me know. I'm adding people. And yes, so you guys, do you remember that? That's if you listen to the previous episode. I have been setting up this narrative that I'm trying to conclude the first season, whatnot. I don't know how, but I miscalculated. For some reasons, I thought that this podcast episode had reached like 20. But there was one day I just said, let me count this thing. I don't know where I saw from. I was miscalculating, and that was what I was talking about rounding of the episode. And you guys, nothing like that. There was I was like, I'm still on my like 18th episode, and I wanted to conclude at 24, maybe conclude this season at 24. But I don't know what I'll say, fortunately or unfortunately. Unfortunately, I miscalculated and I have been passing wrong narrative around. I apologize for that, and I hope you understand with me. I'm so glad that I'm able to do this, and yeah, because I made a commitment to myself that I'm going to bring out something for you guys. I really, really love my scenery. The next episode I'm going to have, I'm going to come quite earlier, like maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, to really, really sap in nature. I used to take walks. I did it for like 3 days or so in my environment. Around like 6 a.m. I walked for like an hour around my area. It was so beautiful. I saw things. I don't know why I've not been able to raise myself up from the bed and go and do that thing again. But guys, that thing is so beautiful. So I like my nature, the nature in me is alive. I don't know if that makes sense. The natural thing, the theme of nature in me comes alive every day. If you know me very well, you know that I love water so much. And you know that I love to take water bottles everywhere. However. Yeah. So send me your reviews. What do you think? Do you think I'm just yarning? Do you think what I'm saying makes sense? If you do not agree, please bring, like, I want you to bring your stuff to me. Let's speak about it. Yeah. Okay, so this is a promotional ad for Cooler.ng. Cooler.ng is a brand that serves a variety of cocktails in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State. And we have cocktails from Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Paintball Arena. Is at Sun Center. So just in case you want a drink, you want to grab a drink or something, you can always check our Instagram page, cooler.ng. You can always check my personal page and send me a message. Tell me what you want. Goes for 1,000 naira per bottle, per cup. Yeah, if you want a mocktail too, get different varieties. And yeah, so I'm concluding this episode soon. I want to talk about a series I'm going to do for the podcast. I already started one. It's called Untapped. So when I see things that are questionable or things I just wonder about, and I have a flow of inspiration on my head, I pick up my phone and just record, and I won't edit it. It's like, yes, I'm giving that to you 100%. And they're very, very short episodes. I think I've released like 2. I should release one this week or so, or I don't know, Sham. Yeah. Now this new series is called Discover Culture. So basically, I'm going to talk on different cultures of Nigeria with different people from that tribe. So if you are Isoko right now and you want to be on this thing, you want to talk about your tribe, fine. If you are Hausa, you want to talk about your tribe, fine. If you are from Bini, you want to talk about your tribe, fine. Just let me know. I have a serious plan for it, and it's going to be really great. It's a project I'm working on. And if you want to even be on it, you can let me know. If you want to be on the team, I have a team of people I'm trying to work with. So if you want to be on the team, let me know also. And yeah, I want you to really, really stay jiggy, stay alive, share this podcast, tell someone to come and hear this narrative. Is it what you've heard over time? I don't know. Now, before we end this, I just thought of something and I'm going to talk about it. I listened to a podcast this morning. By Rodney Omokachi. It's called The Young God. And on this podcast, they were talking about happy with JJ Omojua. They're talking about success. They were talking about happiness, greatness, and collaboration. So I'll just talk about things I recall. One, it's important to collaborate. Collaboration do it this way. Collaboration over competition. Yes, compete, but do it that way. Would you choose happiness over greatness? That's a question. Think about it. Happiness over greatness. What would you choose? Happiness or greatness? I'd like to know. Then also, this is something that I have always spoken about with my friends. One of my neighbors, actually. I believe success is relative, or ought to be relative, not the standard of what the world puts it as. What is success to you? I should write a piece about it. I think I would. What is success to you? And I think I would. If I write a piece about it, I'll come and put it down, like, on the podcast. I'm sure I've even written about it in the past. What is success to you, though? Is success what other people call success? Or is success what you call success? What do you measure as success? Personally, for me, I find success, I know success as what I call it to be. If I have an endeavor and I put my energy, my time, my passion, my sweat, my blood into it, and it comes to pass, I see it come alive, it is success for me. Will it even be success for another person? No. Success for me is when I'm working on something and it works. Like, I start to put my, as I already said, put my strength into something, and I see it come alive. I see it come into reality. That is success to me. Success in that area. What is success to you? Have you allowed the society define what your success is? For some people, I don't know, but I believe that for some people, passing a milestone is success to them. And I feel like that should be what success is. Success ought to be relative. It shouldn't be broad. It shouldn't be what the world calls it. It should be what you call it. Do you understand? Because one, the same way, let's say you're talking about taking drugs. Okay, taking drugs is wild. Okay. I don't know, Sha, but the same way, let's say you talk about something in a different context and it makes sense to you, and it doesn't make sense to another person. That should be what it is. Do you understand? You shouldn't wait to be a millionaire before you call yourself successful. Yes, that's what the world calls successful. But if you can live a comfortable life, achieve your personal goals, that doesn't have to relate with other people, especially, I feel like success should not relate to other people. Like, other people should not be the ones to define success for you. Do you believe what I'm saying? I would write about this, maybe talk about it in a different episode, maybe have an Untapped series for it, what I call success. That should be something I would do. And yeah, so I want you guys to look forward to maybe that as an Untapped episode. Then also look forward to Discover Culture. I think I'll keep talking about it. And tell me what you think. Visit Describe on Instagram, DESKRYBE. On Twitter, we are Describe Podcast. And yes, I am your host, Chinasaka Smear. And this is Describe. Thank you.